Good morning. A deep trough of low pressure continues to reside over the northeastern quadrant of the country and off into the Canadian Maritimes. This pool of cool air has kept it in the 30s and 40s for the most part over the last couple of weeks. Some folks did reach the lower 50s with enough sunshine yesterday, and I think we'll be back into the upper 40s to around 50 again today, although we do have a little bit of energy and some moisture rotating through the trough of low pressure, and that could produce a few scattered rain or snow showers through the morning and into the afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy tonight. We'll dry it out with temperatures on average around 30 before we get back to a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow and highs close to 50. We still run the risk at a scattered rain or snow shower on Friday with the last gasp of energy associated with that trough, but the trend will be toward better weather as that trough lifts out for the upcoming weekend. In fact, on Saturday, I think we'll have a good amount of sunshine and milder air will be in place, lower to mid-50s for afternoon highs. And on Sunday, for Easter, it starts out dry with a good amount of sunshine. The next system, however, already on the way for Sunday afternoon, so clouds will increase and thicken, and there's a good chance at rain showers for the second half of the day on Sunday, even though highs will be in the lower to mid-50s again. Behind this system, it'll turn blustery and cooler for the day on Monday. We'll still get up close to 50, but temperatures will probably wind up falling the second half of the day with a few scattered showers. Breezy and much cooler for Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, freeze warnings and frost advisories are out for most of the southeast again this morning, including northern and central Florida. Temperatures will be close to, if not below, freezing for several hours, threatening tender vegetation where the growing season has already begun. Elsewhere, a blizzard warning has been issued for parts of coastal Alaska. Snowfall up to 3 inches, combined with wind gusts to 35 miles per hour, will produce whiteout conditions on the Kuskokwim Delta. And a flood advisory is in effect for the Big Island of Hawaii, although the heavy rain is subsiding early this morning. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a water spout from an airport was at Kandahar, Afghanistan, at 3:50 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. And the last report of hail was at Zurich, Switzerland, at 2:50 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under cloudy skies. With a northeast wind at 23 miles per hour, it's 14 degrees. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 37 degrees, the dew point 30, 76% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.96 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 10 below zero at Minot Air Force Base and Carrington, both in North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy with a few rain showers near 50, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy, a few rain showers in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 52 degrees, the low 26, the average temperature 39, that's 1 degree below normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday for the month, 19.5 inches, which is 10.1 inches above normal, and 50.2 inches for the season, which is 5.7 inches of snow below normal. There were 26 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 868, that's 38 above normal, and 5,406 for the season, which is 368 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees, the average low, 30, the record high, 85, set in 1945, and the record low, 3 above zero, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:44 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:17 p.m., 12 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered rain or snow showers and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy today with scattered rain showers and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with a scattered rain or snow shower and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy today with scattered rain or snow showers and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows near 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy, cool today with scattered rain or snow showers and highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, still the risk of a few rain or snow showers, right around 50. A mix of sun and clouds, milder Saturday, lower to mid-50s. Sunshine on Easter Sunday morning, though clouds will quickly fill in and late-day showers are likely, with highs in the lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy Monday, a scattered rain shower in the upper 40s, and lower to mid-40s with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze for both Tuesday and Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.